If the book of Luke chapter 6, go down to verse 46, very familiar scriptures here. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat. I just can't really pronounce that word. Some words I can't hardly get it. But upon the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth against with the stream that did beat, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. I want us to go back. These scriptures here, I want to mention them and preach on them a little bit. But I kind of want to bring a point out and an illustration out of these scriptures. And in verse 48, it said, "Is it like a man which have built a house and dig deep, and digged deep." That word "digged," I just last night during the church service had stuck out to me, and I went and was praying and studying, and feel like the Lord had gave me these scriptures. But I begin to think about that word "dig," and we know what it is to dig. As a small child, small boy, I remember digging in the dirt. I grew up to have to dig, and I used to, when I first got out of high school, I worked with a vault company, and which is what digs graves and all. And I remember digging, and I remember there was hard soil, there was soft soil, sometimes there was sandy soil. There was soil that that was easy to dig, and then there was some that I remember one day that we had to go and find the water hose and put the water hose on the soil and let it run until it made it muddy and softer because it was so hard. But I remember what it is to dig, but I was thinking about this and thinking about it and in front of our local telephone book, you ride down the road, you see it, but I remember you turn in the local telephone book and open up the page, and it says, "Do not dig without calling." And then you ride down the road and you see these little signs right off in the right of way of the roadway, and you see these songs or these signs that says, "Do not dig without calling this number." You know what that sign is? That sign is a warning because there is something that is buried beneath the soil that will cause you can tear it up, could cause even destruction. Not only would you cut maybe people's power off or people's phones off, but it could be something that could shock you and take your life. It could be something to electrocute you. So there is a warning that says, "Do not dig. Do not dig in this area because there is something that here is there." And if the Lord will help me just a few minutes, I want to preach on the danger of digging on the other side of the fence. The danger of digging on the other side of the fence. And I begin to think about that. There's warnings out there. Not only if you read your Bible, there's warnings. The Lord tries to warn us in the preaching and the sermon. Services, the preacher stands up service after service and he tries to warn the children of God and tries to warn the church. But there's so many that they are digging. I can look around this congregation today and I hope that each and every one of you has digged down to the solid rock. I hope you're saved and you're sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But I just look around today and I'm not going to judge anybody, but I wonder how many of you has really dug down to the rock, but how many of you has stayed on the fence, or how many of you is on the other side of the fence digging in the wrong territory. But I look in this hour that we live, and we got people and young people and older people alike that they're trying their best to dig down to the solid rock. They're getting a hold of God. I've seen it right
right here in this camp meeting this year, as I looked around in the altar services, and I seen some young people that wanted to get in, that was wanting to dig down and get a hold of God and get as much with them as they could get. They tried to get all the help that they can get in the altars, but I've also looked around and there was some young people while the Spirit of God was moving, while the power of God was falling, they sit on the pews, they look there and watched everybody else. There's some of you young people that you're sitting on the fence and you're saying, you know what, I can dig down and get a hold of it like them. Oh, but they're looking at the world on the other side and they're saying, you know, I can get by with this or that, but oh, they're sitting on the fence. But what are the ones I want to preach to tonight? It's you that's digging in the devil's territory. I tell you, it will cause destruction. It will cause you heartache. It will cause you to take you further down. Sin will take you further down than you ever want to go. You sitting there, you saying, I'm going to dig. I imagine maybe some people, they start out digging in the right territory. They start digging for the Lord. They're going to get to that solid rock. They're praying and seeking God. But after a while, they get to a point. They come up against a stump. They come up against a rock. It ain't the solid rock, but it's just a stone there. That don't mean you're all the way there yet. Don't mean you found the solid rock. But you come up against something, and you look at it, and you dig, and you try to get around it. But that thing becomes so hard that you do not want to get victory over it. You do not want to get help over it. What about it? Is there something that you have been trying to pray to, and you're trying to get your best to get the victory over it, but you come up to that and you got to the point that you looked at that thing and said, there's no way that I'm going to get over it. There's no way that I want to let that go. That's the way I'm looking at in this hour that we live. There's so many young people that they get to a certain point and they don't want to turn loose of it. There's something in their life that they don't want to turn loose of it. So they say, forget it right there. And they move over a little bit more and they try to dig right there. Well, before long, they find themselves sitting on the fence row and they look at it saying, you know what? I've been digging over there and it's been hard. There's some things I can't turn loose of. There's some things I can't get victory over it. And you say, well, since I can't get it over there, I come over here and dig a little while. And that's when you begin to dig in the dangerous territory of the devil. That's when you begin to dig into the things of this world. Yes, you say, Brother Josh, it's easier to dig over here than it is over there. It's easier to get a hold of it over here than it is over there. You know what it is? It's nothing but a trap of Satan. It's trying to get a hold of your heart. And it's trying to bring you down. He don't want to see you praying. He don't want to see you give your heart to God. He don't want to see you sanctified. He don't want to see you filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He don't want to see you dress and talk right and walk right. But he's trying his best to get you to dig in his territory. But you know what? There's danger there. There's going to be something. It's them signs, and I stand here. It's them signs which say, do not dig here. I'm telling you today, don't dig in the devil's territory no more. There's danger there. It's going to cause you destruction.
Oh, hallelujah. I wish I could find some young people today that's going to say, yo, I won't dig over there. It may be easier over there. It may be easier down the road at that church. It may be easier to do it that preacher's way. But oh, let me tell you something. You may dig for a while, and it may seem to dig, but after a while, you're going to fall right into the trap. You're going to be consumed, and sin's going to take you further. You know, I've watched people
that sit on a pew that they used to shout and run and praise the Lord. But old things begin to get a hold of them, and they begin to things come up in their life. There's some that it was just nothing but a TV, and some it was just a little wedding band. Some it was something else, but there was things that come up into their life. You know what they would not do? They would not determine, I'm going to dig through it. I'm going to bust it up. I'm going to get rid of it. But they kept moving over long enough to now they're out of church. Their prayer life got worse. They quit praying. They quit studying. They quit reading the Word of God. And after a while, they got slack on the church. They got quit coming to church every Sunday morning. They quit coming to church every Sunday night. They quit coming to church on Wednesday nights. They quit coming to revival. It was times that they wouldn't even come at all for weeks until they finally quit coming to the house of God. And now you look at them, and if they could probably, some of them, tell you that, oh, don't you stop digging for that solid rock. Don't you stop digging. If you keep moving, if you keep getting further away, after a while you're going to be where I'm at. But there's so many that I've seen, they've little by little moved over. They straddled the fence for a while. They got to the point they was digging. They was seeking God. They was trying their best. But then they got onto the fence. And they sit there on the fence for a while. But now they're over there in the devil's territory. The grass got to looking greener on the other side. But oh, they got over there now. And if they can look back at your young people right here in 2011, they maybe look like they having fun. They may act like everything's all right. But deep down inside, they'll probably tell you, don't come where I've come, because sin's took me further down. I've seen some that has went through things, wouldn't get rid of things. They finally straddled the fence for a while, but then they finally quit going to church and got out of church. I tell you, it didn't stop there, but they begin to put things of the world on, but it didn't stop there. They begin to pick up the cigarettes, but it didn't stop there. They begin to pick up the alcohol, but it didn't stop there. And they begin to get on drugs and begin to tear their life apart, lose everything they got. Oh, let me tell you something, church. If you're going down the wrong way, if you're trying to straddle the fence, if you're digging in the devil's territory, I tell you today, you better get back to God. You better go to digging and get yourself on the solid rock tonight. Oh, hallelujah. If you wishy-washy, if you're in and you're out, sometimes you come in and you do good during revival. 2 weeks later, you're back out. If you come to count meeting 2011, by 2012, you're back out. 2012, you get back in. By 2013, you're back out. I tell you what you need to do. You need to begin to dig on the right side of the fence. You need to dig down and get on the solid rock. Oh, it's going to be some heartaches. It's going to be some trials that you go through. But it's going to be worth it. Young people, you may face some things at school. Some may talk about the way you dress. They may talk about because you don't do things that you do. But I tell you, it's worth digging for. It's worth breaking it up and getting a hold of it and move them stumps out of the way. I'm going to get down to the solid rock. I'm going to get when the floods come and when things came against or come against me. I'm going to stand through it all. I tell you, you're not going to do that digging in the wrong territory. You're not going to dig that digging, not digging at all. But it's going to take getting on your knees. It's going to take praying through. It's going to take reading your Bible. It's going to take seeking God. It's going to take some fasting. What about it tonight, young people? Is it worth it? I say yes, it's worth it. Oh, I say it's worth it. Come on now. I said it's worth it. Go on through. We may dig up some things. We may have to get rid of some things, but it's going to be worth it. There's nothing in this world worth leaving your soul over. There's nothing, I said, in this world, and it's worth losing your soul over. Oh, hallelujah. It's not the things of the world. It's not things that people would offer you. It's not things. But we should keep our mind on heavenly things. We should keep our mind on the Lord. Because there is nothing, I said nothing, worth losing your soul over. What about it, young people? What about it, young people? I don't want to preach very long. Give this other brother plenty of time. Looking forward to hearing him preach. I got to hear him sing in Savannah, but didn't get to hear him preach. Looking forward to it. But what about it, young people? Don't dig in the wrong territory. There's danger of digging in that wrong territory. And you dig down for God. You get on a solid rock. You hit a stump. You pray through it. You don't go around it, but you pray right through it. You bust it up. Get it out of the way. And move forward with God. Brother Jim.